This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and for the first Monday of the month, Leaderonomics joins us today to talk about leaders, of course. And we have heard a lot of characteristics of good leaders. Leaders are visionaries, leaders are inspirational, leaders are courageous, to name a few. But very rarely do you see that the characteristic of a good leader includes being able to teach. So how is teaching related to leadership? We have Alvin Teo, Leaderonomics Learning and Growth Partner, to talk about that. So thanks to Alvin for speaking to me today.
You're welcome. Good morning to you too. So let me start off by asking you a question, Christine. Could you describe to me the best teacher you had when you were a student in school or university? What are some characteristics that made the person the best teacher? I'll start with that.
Okay, very easy question. I have two teachers I consider the best teachers I've ever had. They were my high school English teachers, and they were both very attentive and very caring, but they also knew when to set boundaries and were able to sort of lead me correctly when I may have been going astray a little bit, and sort of enforcing the sense of discipline that I struggled with when I was in school. And as a result, because of them, they influenced me to actually pursue English literature for my degree at university later on. So I'm
wonderful. Very
much so indebted to them.
Ah, wonderful. That's so great to hear. You know, it's so nice to hear that most of us actually do have some influential teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I brought that up is because we will see in a short while that there are so many similarities between great teachers and great leaders, right? So let me go straight into this topic. And the reason I wanted to talk about this topic is that most people, they do not commonly associate the act of teaching as a leadership trait or characteristic. There are actually a lot more similarities than differences between great teachers and great leaders. And I fully believe that to be a great leader, you should aim to be a great teacher. And I'm going to share with you some personal experiences as well as a couple of research with you today. Myself being a teacher before, I remember in general, people do still have the slightly negative perception of the teaching profession. And in some small circles, the teaching profession is actually frowned upon as a long-term profession. When I was a teacher, during the report card day, I'm sure you're familiar with that, I had a parent who actually told her child, after seeing a slightly poor report card, "Is this what you give me? One day, you're just going to become a teacher just like Alvin here." Right? And that shows that, you know, the teaching profession is still seen as, if you can't do anything else, be a teacher.
Yeah.
Right. But that's so unfortunate. I just want to show you, right, how the act of teaching can bring so much meaning to your team if you are a leader.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, another thing a person actually also say to me, because I work in the training industry, right? Someone actually asked me before, why do I need to teach? The schools and universities should have already done that. You know, the employees should take responsibility for their own learning, or I can just send them for training. Why do I have to teach? I have no time. All right. And I want to encourage all of you here listening that, you know, if you are a leader, teaching can transform your leadership experience. So let me start off by sharing with you a research that I read on Harvard Business Review. It's an article by Sidney Finkelstein. This actually came out in 2018. And the title of this article was "The Best Leaders Are Great Teachers." And this guy, he just went deep into research. So I just want to pull out some nuggets for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one major discovery in his research on great leaders is the extent to which really excellent leaders go to mentor and teach their direct reports in a one-on-one fashion. And they don't just do this as a passing action, right? It is an active decision that they make as part of their daily work routine, the action to mentor and teach. And sometimes you might be thinking, are these leaders just teaching the technical skills? Not necessarily. A lot of these great leaders, they also focus on teaching general tactics. They focus on teaching business principles that, you know, the younger people may not be aware of. Their subordinates may not have the experience. And of course, one of the ones that a lot of subordinates really appreciate is life lessons. These leaders also teach them how to be, you know, how to be better people. And because, as a result of being better people, they frame their leadership experiences, they frame their career experiences in a different manner. And the result is that the overall organization grows. Right, so it can be just a small team, but because if each team starts to mentor and teach others, it raises the bar of the whole organization. Now, Finkelstein described three categories of unforgettable lessons that excellent managers teach, and until this day, their direct reports are still applying and sharing. Okay, now the three categories. One is professionalism. This is where leaders teach or role model how one should behave in the workplace. Some of the major lessons here, including things like preparing for meetings or presentations, how one conducts themselves in a meeting, maybe with certain leaders or clients, or even when communicating with customers. And even here that we talk about how some leaders role model ethics and integrity within the organization, right? So these leaders really helps people to focus on how can I be a better professional in the workplace, and not just in any workplace, but in the within the context of my workplace. Now, the second category is points of craft, right? Now, these are more unique experiences within their job scope, within their roles. If you're a salesperson, what is the craft within this category, right? Or sales career? Now, this is where the extensive knowledge of an experience of the leader is actually very crucial. These leaders do not just leave instructions on how to do the work. Let's say if you're a salesperson, right? Oh, you have this target to meet. This is the product. Just sell, right? It's not just the instruction. But these leaders actually train and teach their staff on how best to go about it. Now, this is not even just, you know, oh, here are 10 skills as a salesperson, right? These are the little nuances the leader have picked up over the years that, you know, they sort of share that information and share that experience with the staff. This is how you can sell better. You can do this a little bit. You can do that a little bit, right? So it is these little nuances that are so crucial for the staff to pick up. Let me share a story of my first job and another one of my current job. My first job was a teacher. I was a teacher in a primary school, a private school here in PJ. You know, because I was very young, I graduated when I was about 23. And that was my first job, right? So imagine I'm this young fella teaching private school students, primary school, even though they're primary school, they're 7 years old, primary one. Parents have a very, very high expectation. And I remember very clearly that when parents first saw me, they went straight to the headmaster and they said, "How dare you hire someone so young to teach my child?" And I remember I was feeling quite bad, quite discouraged. But my headmaster, you know, pulled me into a meeting. It was a short meeting, maybe about 20 minutes, and he was just telling me, you know, this is how you can handle parents. This is how you stem down your authority. You know, carry yourself in such a manner that even if parents have a bad first impression of you, how do you handle that? And he says this because he's this 40-over-year-old gentleman, but he still looks like he's in his early 30s, right? And he's the headmaster. So here is where, you know, he has that little experience that he can share to me. And, you know, it's so much easier for me to believe him and respect some of the things he told me because he has experienced it before. And I know he's coming from a place of, this is what I've gone through. This is what works for me. This is where I am now. This is what you can do, right?
Right.
Another thing that, you know, is very common here in Neuromix is our bosses like to also teach us points of craft, and they do this in whether it's in a formal or informal manner. Every month, we have something called the All Employees Meeting, and the bosses made it a habit to have the all-employee meeting, the first 20 minutes, half an hour, to be a teaching session. And they teach points of craft, right? So I remember my boss, Caroline, taught us about consultative selling, right? How do you sell consultatively to customers? So these are, this is the second category, points of craft.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is life lessons. I talked about it a little bit earlier, right?
Mm.
In his research, Finkelstein says, great leaders do not limit themselves to teaching about work. They also proffer deeper wisdom about life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also something that, you know, I've personally experienced and how it has changed my understanding of my career.
Right.
One of my bosses, we were just one day having a drink, and he was just asking about my career, you know, my background, my career journey so far. And he was telling me, he was giving me insights into his career journey, right? And how his career journey was framed. He shared his experiences of how, you know, he went to a job, a very senior position, but he actually had no technical background, but the job was very technical
mm-hmm.
to begin with. And how did he even get the job in the first place? You know, and he was sharing with me pointers of how, you know, the interviewer was looking not so much of a person who is a professional in the technical industry, but who's willing to learn, to pick up new skills to fulfill the role. And that really just changed my mind, because, you know, growing up, I think, if I want to apply to a job, or if I want to be good in a certain position, I need to be good first. But here, you know, it really changed my understanding of that learning, the interest, the determination to learn to be good in the position can make a huge difference. And that was the life lesson that I still take on to this day.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about how teaching affects leadership later on, but it's time for a break for some messages now. I'm Christine Wong, and you're listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
This is Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me today for the first Monday of the month is Alvin Teo, Leaderonomics Learning and Growth Partner. And we're talking all about how leaders should also be good teachers as well. Before the break, he shared a few elements of an article from a Harvard Business Review by Sidney Finkelstein about how the best leaders are great teachers, and three categories of unforgettable lessons that excellent managers teach that their direct reports can apply and share. And we also shared some of Alvin's personal experience as a teacher and how that has affected his approach to leadership as well. Now, you also have a focus on those lessons that you covered before the break, but also the characteristics of being a teacher that can be applied to leaders as well. So can you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. So this second part, I'm looking at characteristics between great leaders and great teachers. And I reference an article by Gordon Treadgold, who's the founder and CEO of Leadership Principles. Now, this article was published on Inc.com. If you want to take a look, it's titled, "Want to be a Great Leader? Then Become a Great Teacher." There are really great teachers that have influenced so many of our lives, right? And some of the things I picked up, the words you say were attentive, caring, setting boundaries, correcting, disciplining. These are very typical things that teachers do. But if you think hard about it, it's actually what a lot of great leaders do. I'm sure you have actually great leaders, great bosses in your experiences, and you can see that some of these characteristics are very, very similar. Right? And I just want to share with you, you know, just some experiences I have being a teacher, and also, you know, just observations, right? Great teachers in the past, in my experiences, great teachers don't just teach the material. Now, I mean, we are in today's very digital age, right? Content, material, those are so easily, I can just pull the information from the internet, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just something that a teacher does anymore. A great teacher identifies each student's learning capabilities. Like if I look at my classroom of 20 students, I already can tell who are more visual, for example, who are more auditory, who needs a bit more attention, who needs some repetition, who functions better by having their questions answered, right? So a great teacher identifies these different students' capabilities. A great teacher also focuses on specific students at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm teaching, if I'm looking at all my students, I will know who are struggling to cope with the material, who are doing really well. And for those who are struggling, I just pay a little bit more attention to them, right? I help them to grasp the material a little bit better. But not just that. For those who are great, those who are doing well, I also need to know that, you know, they are not bored at the moment.
Mm.
What else can I do to fill their time? What else can I do to push them to the next level, right? And some of these, right, teachers, they encourage these students, they empower these students. And when I was a, teacher, I don't just teach them about the material. I was an English teacher. I'm not going to teach them just about English. I'm going to teach them about discipline, right? You know, if a class is acting up, how do I discipline the class?
Right.
If one student misbehaves, I use maybe about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to discipline the whole class, because I teach them that, you know, each person's responsibility, each person's behavior is a shared responsibility of the class. Because if one student is not responsible or misbehaves, the whole class suffer, right? So in short, a great teacher brings out the best of his or her students. Isn't that what a leader does too?
Mm-hmm.
Right? A leader can influence, can motivate their direct reports to perform to the best of their abilities. A leader can be attentive. A leader can be caring. A leader can encourage. A leader can empower.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, another thing that, you know, I want to share here is a great teacher inspires trust. And if I just take a wild guess, I would think you would trust your boss quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Sure. And that is what teachers do in the beginning. When teachers are in school, especially when they provide live lessons, you know, we tend to think about teachers as this one person teaching materials. But really great teachers sort of become our second parents in school. Right, and because that's because we also spend so much time in school, right? And I remember there's this one teacher. I was having a very down period in my life when I was 16, 17. So my school experience, my studies and all took a downturn. And this teacher, she came to me. And you know, she has been my science teacher for about a year and a half. And she just sat down with me for a good half an hour, even taking us through lunchtime.
Mm.
And she just confronted me, right? And she confronts me like how a mother would. You know, she's, Alvin, what's going on with you? I noticed that you're sleeping in class. I noticed that you're not doing well. You know, I'm really concerned for you. I want you to do well because I believe you have so much to offer, right? And that started this conversation. And I can say that was a pivoting point in my Form 5 life, right? So having this trust, you know, by the leader in you, it inspires trust for the direct reports towards the leaders as well. And that's what great leaders do, right? As great teachers do.
Right.
And the last point, in terms of similarities of characteristics, is great teachers and great leaders are good role models, or ought to be, right? Good role models. We see teachers in our experiences growing up. We see how teachers carry themselves, how teachers have this air of discipline around them and can offer these life lessons again through their experiences. Great leaders can do that. And great leaders, you know, if you are a salesperson, for example, and you follow your leader around, you can pick up some of these skills and, you know, tricks of the trade just by watching them.
Right. So, Alvin, I just want to ask you, you know, what are some of the things that leaders can actually start to do to become a better teacher?
Okay, great point. Here, I want to give you just four very quick things that you can do. Okay, four little tips. The first one, is the timing of teaching, right? Most leaders wait for formal reviews or they have their occasional check-ins for teaching to start happening. Don't wait for those times, right? Start teaching on the job, right? My boss has this, what we call a revolving door policy in the office, is that her door is always open. And, you know, she just, every time someone walks in, when they ask for a tip or they ask for advice or they even ask for clearance, my boss would then just start to teach and give little tips. Instead of just saying, this is what you need to change, she will ask, you know, how can you change this? What can you do? What have you learned?
Right.
Okay. And that is a major part of her vocabulary. What have you learned out of this experience?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is to manufacture time. As I mentioned, don't just wait for time, but to manufacture it. Make time to teach. Now, people think teaching has to be formal. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Keep it informal, right? And a lot of my quick learnings with my colleagues or my bosses is that they share, you know, it's like when we take a car ride to clients, they will share their experiences. They will not just be a quiet 30-minute car ride or 20-minute car ride. They will start to share their experiences, or they teach us how to prepare for the meeting during the car ride. So these are things that you can do. You manufacture your time. You take the opportunity at every moment to do it.
Right.
The third one is customized teaching. I talked about earlier that a great teacher is able to know each and every student's capabilities. Right, and because of that, a great teacher can customize their teaching to that student. This is what you can do as a leader, right? A leader can tailor their teaching to the direct report's needs. If your direct reports have a certain gap, right, the leader can start to focus on those gaps. And you know, each direct report has a different gap. One may be very good at speaking. One may be very good at organization, right, organizing things around them. What else do these direct reports need? Then the leader comes in, right? The leader can also take note of each direct report's personality, learning style, or even career trajectory. If this direct report has skills to be a great manager, then of course, you know, as a leader, how do you customize your teaching to make this person a better manager or potentially a great one, right? The fourth one is, of course, role modeling. And here, what more needs to be said?
Right.
The best teaching method is to show people how it's done. Mm-hmm. And it also increases your credibility as a great leader.
Fantastic. Right. Well, that is about all the time that we have for this particular interview with Alvin. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on teaching and learning with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
All right. You have been listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and if you've missed any of this interview, you can download the podcast on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen to the podcasts. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.